Okay, today we've got One Day at Horrorland, not to be confused with Welcome to Horrorland, which is on the big sign. So here's the story. Some bastard kids end up at the best all-time theme park and then find a way to bitch about it. The family's on their way to Disneyland or whatever, and then their car explodes and they find Horrorland just by chance, which is also a theme park. And I do identify with the dad in this book. Everyone else seems kind of like, well, we're here, we might as well have fun. And Dad is the only one who's like, guys, our car exploded. As in, it became a fireball and was engulfed in flames. This is a concern for me. I feel like our priority should be figuring out what the fuck we're gonna do, and I'm not real keen on taking a break to ride Splash Mountain or what the fuck ever. It's like the rest of the family is mocking him almost. Oh, I'm a little uncertain about how we're gonna get home, blah, blah, and then they laugh and high-five and eat cotton candy. Anyway, these kids end up in Horrorland, and it's the best theme park ever. Everything is horror-themed, everything is, like, real sticking to the theme. And they go on this multi-slide ride where you pick one of a bunch of different slides, and by going down a certain slide, you seem to be transported to a different park somehow. This slide portion is something I remembered 30 years later. I pictured it sort of like a long potato sack slide, fully enclosed, and there's a part where they go through this hot section where it like heats up and there's fake flames, and they think they're going to get roasted and then come out in Horrorland. And I remember that's how it happened, which is amazing because I remember almost nothing from my childhood. One of my most cherished memories is apparently from a goosebump, and I didn't actually experience it myself. Seriously. How is there still no real horror land? A hell slide, a coffin boat ride. These are the things we crave. Maybe the skeleton of a giant mouse man over in the corner? Speaking of the coffin boat ride, which is a ride they go on in horror land, on that ride, they say there are crocodiles in the water. And I wouldn't have thought much about this, but we went to the Hank Dooley Zoo in Omaha, Nebraska, and there's a place where you're on this boardwalk just a little bit above the water, and it's dark, and there's a fucking crocodile gliding through the water, and it was 100% completely silent. It was super creepy, and I was like, oh, that makes sense. That's how they kill stuff. At one point, one of the kids makes the very lazy slam of saying, more like Dumbland, and Dumbland would be a close second for a great theme park nobody has made yet. A theme park themed for being really stupid, that has incredible potential. Plus, it could totally suck ass, and you would just pretend that that was the idea all along. It turns out Horrorland is run by monsters, and the family is on a reality TV show on the Monster Channel, which is watched by over 2 million monsters. So they blew up the family's car and sort of followed them around while they tried to navigate Horrorland and not die, I guess. At some point, one of the kids puts together that there are a bunch of signs all over Horrorland that say no pinching, so they pinch the monsters and they poof away or whatever. It feels very itchy and scratchy land, especially when one kid says the line, let's see. Taking a long deep breath, I happily watched them flee. See, I always come through in a pinch, I said, amazing myself by making a joke. Yes, with the sharp wit like that, just like an itchy and scratchy land. I checked, by the way, and this book came out about 7 months before the Simpsons episode, Itchy and Scratchy Land. So it's doubtful one ripped off the other, considering production times. Great minds think alike, I suppose. And we get to volcano movies, to asteroid movies, to episodic entertainment pieces featuring a problem theme park where the monsters are dispatched with nonviolent means and someone thinks they have a genius wit. Now, to really put a button on this one, I bring you my top 5 attraction ideas for a horror-themed adventure park. Number 5, it's super expensive. I know that doesn't sound like an attraction, but it allows dads to start the day off strong by joking that the prices are the real terror. They're paying a lot for this vacation, so let them have this. 4, the Hall of Horrors. The carnival that came to my town every year had one of those things where you get on a little cart and it takes you through a dark path where the main horrors are light bulbs with latex masks draped over them and it goes every time one turns on. What we're going to do is buy up all of these from all the traveling carnivals, slap them together, and riders will get on and be in this underwhelming ride for hours. Imagine that. You'd be thinking, surely this can't go on much longer, but it can. Oh, it can. 3 is something I've come up with before called the Vomitron. This is a Gravitron, but at some point the lights go out, the top opens up, and something gets dumped inside. Spiders, beef entrails, something bad. 2, something I learned from Dollywood is that it's important to have artisans in the park doing stuff. At Pete's Horror Hole, tentative name, we have people doing taxidermy, and they're really not good at it. That's where the horror comes in. Number 1 is an actual graveyard. This is where people can be buried, maybe free at first until we get enough customers, then for a fee. Every 5 years or so, we want to build a new ride, so we dig up the graveyard, angering the spirits, and relocate it elsewhere on the grounds. Eventually, the entire park is desecrated land.
Goosebumps. Reader beware, you're in for a scare.